T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
How generous should Santa Claus be in your house? We've got a debate going on inside my house. Could use your help and figure out what you do, because my husband and I are on opposite pages on what Santa Claus should do.
And it's it's getting to be the time where Santa will be making his list and checking it twice for your two beautiful little girls. And of course, they've both been very nice this year, right?
Of course.
Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
How generous is Santa Claus in your house?
Well, we always said as the kids were growing up, baby Jesus only got 3 gifts, so Santa brought 3 gifts for the children.
Yeah, oh God.
Who's
Santa
getting gold?
Brought 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. JP made it the same thing. I was going to say it, JP.
So who's getting gold for Christmas?
Right, unless one of your kids is just getting a big old bag of gold coins.
Gold, or coal, depending, you know.
So, Shannon, here's my follow-up question. If Santa brings 3 gifts, do Mom and Dad do any gifts in addition to that? Did you wrap gifts under the tree?
We did, but our tradition was we opened up the gifts Christmas Eve. So they got just a few gifts from Mom and Dad and from family, and then Santa in the morning brought their 3 gifts.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm guessing the family gifts are all the dumb ones, like socks and pajamas and stuff.
And the underwear. So then that way they appreciate all the big ones from Santa.
Oh, Shannon. All right. Good luck parenting. I'm an only child, so I have a very...
different view on this.
Yeah. Promise and Forsyth.
Hi.
How many gifts does Santa bring you?
A lot.
Okay, and do you think that's what should happen in Jen's house?
Yes.
And why?
Because she's the wife and she's always right.
Yes! Good answer. I like that.
Promise.
Do we need to take any more calls, Jen? Do you just take her comment and send it
just
to Grant?
MP3 that right to my husband.
What's your logic on the whole thing, Jen?
Well, I like magical Christmas, and I love surprises, and I think that there's a certain amount of time where Christmas can be extra magical.
Right.
And so when my husband and I were talking about it, he was like, hey, I'm thinking about writing Santa Claus a letter, sending it right to the North Pole, and just saying, you know, our kids are blessed all the time, and... make sure you take care of all the kids in the world, and our kids don't, you don't have to overload the sleigh for our gifts,
right.
With gifts for our kids. And I was saying that I think our kids have been really extra good this year. We've been practicing kindness. We've been really working on that. And it's really paying off. And I think especially our 4-year-old has made some, you know, big changes in her behavior this year. And so I want to send Santa Claus a letter that says, go nuts. And so we just disagree on whether or not we should send those letters.
Well,
or which letter gets sent to the North Pole.
Sure. See, I think Grant needs to be reminded that Santa's sleigh and the reindeer are magical. And so you can put all the gifts times infinity in that sleigh and they'll always fit. Mm-hmm. It's not like an SUV when you're going on a camping trip and all of a sudden you realize you don't have enough room for the tent. Santa's sleigh fits everything.
Always has room.
Jamie in Powder Springs, are you on Team Grant, Team Jen?
Team Jen. Buy as much as your budget will allow. Can't spoil a child in one day.
That's a good point, because that's his fear is about, you know, just he just wants the meaning of the holidays to be about the meaning of the holidays. And I get that, too. And I feel like we do a lot of those things.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want it to be all about being a consumer.
Rachel in Atlanta, Team Grant, Team Jen.
Team Jen, I have really fond memories of the magical Christmases that my parents did for us, and I couldn't believe that my parents did it. I always thought it was Santa because of how grand it was.
Well, I mean, Santa is magical, and he just, you know, can make it that way. But if you ask him not to, then he will follow the parents' wishes.
Yeah, that's a secret that some people don't know about Santa Claus is he also talks to your parents. So that's why you got to be nice all the time.
Yeah, they do you know there's an app for that? That's a topic for another day.
Like, parents got app for Santa Claus now?
Yeah, we got direct lines to Santa Claus. So if your kids are misbehaving, then Santa Claus will call them. Really?
Thank God when I was growing up, there were no elves hanging on my ceiling fans and no apps.
Watching your bad behavior, yeah.
Angela in Atlanta, Team Jen or Team Grant?
Team Jen for sure. I have no delusions about it that I was spoiled growing up, but there's a difference between being a spoiled brat and being spoiled and thankful. So as soon as my sister and I stopped being thankful, the presents and the gifts just stopped.
See, right. Santa Claus knows.
Santa Claus knows what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a difference.
You get called out and it stops.
Yeah, and there's a difference in being, like, just spoiled year-round and being a spoiled brat. But when you spoil your kids on Christmas, and people will say, that's not what the holiday is about. But when you're a kid and you run out in the living room Christmas morning and it's just filled with toys and fun stuff, it's like, oh, my gosh, the magic of Santa. All of that is such a cool thing.
I was spoiled growing up, Jen, and your daughters could grow up to be just like me. So I say,
maybe now I'm Team Grant.
All right, we do have some Team Granters, so equal time for the other side of the equation.
Star 94.1.
The debate going on in our house right now is how generous should Santa Claus be? My husband and I disagree, and I would love to lean on you and what you come up with in your house.
Oh, he just took a whole bunch of calls that were on Team Jen. Jen believes that Santa's got a magical sleigh, and when mom and dad reach out to Santa, they should ask him to pack that sleigh with as many gifts as possible for her two perfect little girls.
Yes, I don't want to put any limits on Santa Claus, but my husband disagrees because he wants to make sure the holidays are about what they're supposed to be about.
And you guys are blessed that your two daughters get to do other things and have a great life year-round. So he doesn't want to make it so over the top on this one day, hence they get spoiled. And that's the debate. Every call we took on the first part was Team Jen. Make the magic happen. Santa's sleigh isn't magical for no reason. Now the other side.
And our kids are 4 and 2.
Sorry, Jen. Equal time. We'll start with Kelly in Duluth. Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Definitely Team Grant, because unfortunately, Santa can't be the same for every good child. So what happens when your child goes to school and is talking to another really good kid that's been good all year, but Santa wasn't nearly as generous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's great if the parents want to be generous, but Santa needs to be fair to all children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a good point.
I think what I would do is I would quietly judge that other kid and say, well, you think you've been good, but I've been better. Victoria in Douglasville.
Yes, I'm sorry, Jen, but I am Team Grant because, you know, Santa needs to start off small 1 year because Santa can't go back and all of a sudden next year give less. Mm-hmm. You know, Santa can give more next year, but Santa can't go back. And the other thing is a lot of kids have grandparents, so it's not just, you know, Santa bringing presents. You got to remember that. And also, you might also want to have a talk with the grandparents about, since Santa is bringing a lot of presents, they don't need to go overboard as well.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's funny, Victoria.
Yeah, that is a funny conversation that I would not even dream of having with either set of grandparents.
I had a 1 minute long conversation with somebody in the elevator at my house yesterday where this came up.
No way.
And she said, my issue isn't Santa. Santa takes good care of, we have 2-3 kids. Kids are good. Santa takes good care of them. But Grandma really takes care of him, and every year we have this conversation with Grandma.
And I am not going to be Scrooge to the grandparents.
Shanna in McDonough.
Yes, hi. I'm Team Grant also. I believe in the magic of Christmas, having the spirit. And I love baking cookies, watching movies with the kids, you know, doing crafts, making homemade ornaments. And I think it's about love. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we always want to give, and that's what we need to teach our children, not just only it's about them, but about all the people we love, regardless of how small the fault is. If it's baking cookies for a family member, it's not about the money, it's about our families.
I think that's I think Shannon's really onto something. I think you should have your daughters bake me cookies.
Okay.
And I think that's what Santa, wants them to do.
Cookies are in the plans for tonight, so if you'll eat them, I'll bring them in.
Perfect.
Last time I brought in baked goods.
Seriously,
you,
Jeff?
You didn't really like them.
What?
You trust Jen Hobby bringing baked goods. You forget the breast milk so quickly.
I will call.
You can still taste it.
Defects in a heartbeat if she makes her four-year-old try to poison me.
you know, Jen, on social media, there's a comment. It's kind of Team Grant, but also Team You. Vanessa Owings says there's not really a limit on quantity, but one thing parents forget is the pressure that you put on yourself to continue to do Christmases like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to think about it, too. I think that's really smart.
Well, if that's the case, then I messed this up 4 years ago. I already have us going down the wrong path. Whoops.
Conversation continues on Facebook, Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.